الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. Before we start our talk today, one is that tonight will be the last night of the first 10 days of Rahmat. And where it is, Allah declared it, it has come in the hadith, these are the 10 days, nights of Rahmat. We must also be making dua that Allah includes us in that Rahmat. And the explanation Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah Ali is given about the meaning of the first 10 days being Rahmat, that there are those people who don't have any sun on them. So as Ramzan starts, Allah's Rahmat just pours upon them. And then it increases all the time. Then there are others that there are sins upon them. So then in the middle 10 days, which is the 10 days of forgiveness, now they have reached the stage of forgiveness. And the others, it lasts in the last 10 days, itqum minan nar, they are set free from the fire of Jahannam. Where this is from Allah's side, this is, we must make dua that we are included in these people. And dua, we must use dua. And we must make dua for everything. We are very desperately in need of duas. So we should make a lot of duas. And that Allah Ta'ala blesses us with all this is not far from Allah's karam. Though we are very, very dirty, filthy, we don't deserve it at all. Undoubtedly we don't deserve it. But Allah's karam is unlimited. As it comes in the Hadith Sharif, when people gather, like we are gathered for the remembrance of Allah, we are talking about Allah Deen, and then at the end of such a gathering, Allah Ta'ala announces, or an angel announces on behalf of Allah Ta'ala, قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ. Get up, you have been forgiven. Then the Malaika tell Allah Ta'ala, you have forgiven all of them already. But there was one who didn't come for the gathering, for the remembrance of Allah, for the bayan, for the zikr, etc. So he only came for some necessity, to give a message to somebody, to collect a key, give a key, whatever. He came for that. Allah Ta'ala says that these are such a people that hum qawmun la yashqa bihim jalisuhum, that they are such a people that whoever sits with them is not deprived also. No matter who it is, even that person is forgiven. And then qad badaltu sayyi'atikum hasanat, and Allah says, either read it buddilat, that it has been changed, your gunas, into, or that Allah himself is saying, I have changed your gunas into good deeds. That is how merciful Allah Ta'ala is. That the gunas also, Allah changes them into good deeds. So we are not fit for this mercies of Ramadan in any way. And Allah is Kareem. And Kareem, Muhaddithin have explained, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, that Kareem is that being who gives without being worthy of it. That we are definitely not worthy, but definitely Allah is Kareem. And we beg of Allah, and that all who have come here and spending our time here away from our homes, the comforts, the enjoyment of the home, the food of the home, etc., we have come here only for our islah, for the pleasure of Allah, and Allah is most kind, most merciful. Allah Ta'ala forgives abundantly, and Allah showers His mercy also abundantly. So we should make dua, have the hope also in the great mercy of Allah Ta'ala, and the dua also that Allah Ta'ala blesses us and includes us among those people that we are, that Allah's rahmat has enshrouded us in this first 10 days. Another thing is, alhamdulillah, we usually try to find out from the Satis how much Quran Sharif is being read, and that is basically that sometimes there is some little weakness, then we can give some encouragement and we can get encouraged. But this year's report is exceptionally good, and mashallah, it is encouragement for everyone. Besides a few brothers who are excused, everyone is at least reading his one and a half supara, which is the minimum, so we can make one khatam. And that is very, very important. Then mashallah, at the height of it, just for our encouragement, may Allah accept Allah save us from pride, vanity, all of us. But there are the three brothers who are making one khatam every day. He is sitting with us. And they are making one khatam every day. Yeah. So that should be encouragement for us also. And that we also try and do more. But brothers are doing, mashallah, how many are reading? Quite a bit every day. 10 paras. There are 4 brothers who are reading 10 paras every day. So mashallah, this is a very good sign, and this is really, as we say, Juma Mubarak, Ramadan Mubarak, this has just become a phrase. But actually, that we teach to encourage us to engage in the Mubarak Amal of that day of Juma, the Mubarak Amal of the month of Ramadan, and Quran Sharif is the major ibadat during this month, recitation of the Quran Sharif. So Allah give us all tawfiq, and that we read more and more of Quran Sharif. One good friend of us, an imam of a masjid, also found earlier, before perhaps it was Ramadan, and they thought of encouraging the people in the town there, that everyone should give 2 hours to the masjid over the 24 hours, and keep the masjid abad the full 24 hours. So mashallah, very good. Yeah, also we try that we have Quran Sharif recited for the full 24 hours or for the most of it. Kaaba Sharif, mashallah, Haram Sharif, Tawaf takes place 24 hours. And now at Rauza Mubarak also, Salatu Salam, 24 hours. We don't have Kaaba Sharif yet, we don't have Rauza Mubarak, but we've got Quran Sharif. And if we can keep it alive, yeah, like we read now with regard to the Quran in the house, that on the one hand we are taught in the hadith that a house where there is no Quran Sharif read, then that is deserted house. And then in a deserted house, jinnat come. Then we face problems and we wonder now why we got these problems. Then instead of sorting it out so simply, all the solutions to our problems are really simple. Start with Quran Sharif in the house. The women folk make their namazes. Men also make some namazes, nafil namazes in the house. And in this way it will become again inhabited with malaika. And when farishtas will abound, goodness will come in that house. But what we do, we are running now to amils, we are running to witchcraft doctors, to sangomas. We're doing all the wrong things. Just start what is supposed to be done. And it's so simple. And that is the solution. Also in the hadith it comes that heart that hasn't got Quran Sharif is also that shaitan comes in that heart, the heart that hasn't got Quran Sharif in it. So we should try here also while we are learn Quran Sharif and as much surahs as we can, what to say of the Hafiz of Quran who's got the whole Quran Sharif in his heart. And if we haven't got that, then at least as many surahs as possible we have in our heart. So in our hearts also, it mustn't be an empty heart where there isn't any Quran. And our houses also must not be empty. In fact, we should try that in our cars also there should be tilawat of Quran Sharif. Some of our friends report they get lost sometimes, but they say no problem, we read 2 suparas while we were lost. We read 5 suparas. So Quran Sharif tilawat. In our shops also there should be business places, read Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif must be in our homes also, it must be alive. And if we can have more of Quran Sharif, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes that his family woman, up to 15, 20 suparas a day they read, and they don't have any workers in the house, together with doing all the household chores, they read 15, 20 suparas also. So Allah Ta'ala give us also tawfiq. So yeah, also we have started on Musa that 24 hours. So all of us we try that if we can the full 24 hours, otherwise the major part of it that there is Quran Sharif. And everyone, we who are reading are going to benefit. Those who are sleeping at that time, they also still benefiting. One time Allama Khalid Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who is in the UK presently, is originally from Pakistan. Must be close to 100 years old also. MashaAllah, but he's doing such great work of deen till now. So he was visiting us here. Fajr time, he saw I wasn't here for Fajr. So he asked, where am I? So they told, I go to Jami Masjid, do some tarjuma of Quran Sharif there. Then on that he said, wherever Quran Sharif tarjuma at that time, but Quran Sharif generally, he said, where there is Quran Sharif tarjuma, from that point right to the heavens, to the seventh heaven, a column of noor goes up. And that noor spreads all around, by which not only humans, even animals benefit. Not only Muslims, non-Muslims also benefit. Everyone, these are amal. When these amal are alive, then deen also starts becoming alive. And when there aren't these amal, then deen starts dying. From our home also deen dies. So we should try and have these amal. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to appreciate this first 10 days. Make du'as also that this days of rahmat, that Allah covers us with his rahmat. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahullah, gave a very beautiful explanation of the du'as that we read when we're coming into the masjid and when we're leaving. The du'a when we're coming in, Allahumma inni as'aluka min rahmatik, your rahmat. So Hazrat explains what is the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. He says the rahmat of Allah is the tawfiq of fulfilling the commands of Allah. Now that we have come in the masjid, oh Allah, open the doors that we can make our namazes, we make tilawat, we make zikr, we listen to a bayan, we give a bayan, talk about deen, listen about deen, du'as, all these amal of our deen. That is the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. So when we have done this finish and we are going out, then the du'a is, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadli. Fadl, oh Allah, your rosy. In other words, Hazrat gives us beautiful explanation that you went to work, you worked. Now when you finish your work, now you say, give my pay. And now Allah Ta'ala gives us, opens the doors of rosy for us now. Now when we go, whatever, like it is said, these are those people with whom the saying goes, that whatever their hands touch turns into gold. Now you're just going to do a little effort and you see how much you are benefiting. How much Allah is giving you barakat when you will observe our namazes. So when we are here, this rahmat of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. For this 10 days also, the rahmat of Allah which is showering, pouring down. And in the whole world, we don't know where and where. And fortunate, mashallah, Allah made us, we have to make shukr. And we have to make qadr, we have to appreciate also that there are places where so much taraweeh is taking place, so much Quran Sharif is being recited, and du'as are being made, everything is carrying on, and Allah gave this the great treasure to the Muslims. Where if you go, your neighbor may be a non-Muslim, yeah, in the Muslim home, we have got up for sehri. Oh, Allah's rahmat is the whole day pouring down, night also, sehri even more. But the non-Muslim house, they are deprived of that. So all these great rahmat of Allah, where and where in the jungles, in the concrete jungles of Europe and America and these places also, in the cities also, in the farms and villages also, everywhere Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is just pouring down on the Muslim. And Allah has given us this opportunity. So Allah Ta'ala open our hearts that we have that knowledge also. Of all this, how much Allah is giving us. The yaqeen of it also. And then the mushahada also, that we witness it actually. And we see this great rahmat of Allah Ta'ala pouring down. May Allah give us tawfiq. With regard to where Allah Ta'ala has said, Kutiba alaykum as-siyam, rozas have been made faraz upon you on the parts of the body also. We discussed about the eyes. And then about the tongue, we had some discussion. A few more points with regard to the tongue from the hadith mubarakah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we can benefit from this. And this is the ideal occasion, the month of Ramadan. We are here in the masjid, i'tikaf for our islah, that we bring it within us and we make our islah accordingly. One of the hadith is that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked the Sahaba Ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, do you know who is a muflis, a bankrupt person, an insolvent person? So they explained, as a person knows, your business is running everything. You have got capital, you have got money, your money is your capital in today's times. You've got big bank balances, you've got other places' money. But then tables turn, and now where all those balances were, now you're owing people so much. You had 2 million, 10 million rand, which was yours. Now the time comes when you are owing people 10 million rand. And your goods also are gone, everything. Where there was so much good, then the loss has come now. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the true muflis, bankrupt person of my ummat is that person, that on the day of Qiyamah, he will come with lot of good deeds, mountains of good deeds, so much of good deeds. But then people will come, the claimants will come. Like when a person goes bankrupt, lot of people are claiming, he's owing me also so much, he's owing me. So those claimants will come, and they will say, he swore at us, he backbited us, he slandered us, he did this wrong to us, he did that wrong to us, where there are other lot of wrongs. A major reference is also made to the wrong of the tongue. Backbiting a person, etc., rumor mongering, spreading rumors about a person, all this. So then they all will start claiming. And then there won't be in rands and cents, in dollars, in pounds, in riyals. There will be with sawabs the person will have to pay. Where he had mountains of sawab of the good deeds that he had done. And also we have to consider that whether our sawabs and good deeds we are doing, whether they are even reaching there. As our Shaykh Damat Rahmatullah Ali explained, ulama explained, that Allah says, Man ja'a bil hasana. A person who comes with good deeds. Not a person, Man amila hasana, hasanat, or salihat. Not a person who did a good deed. That just doing a good deed is not enough. Like, you do good business in your business, you've made a lot of money. Now, whether you go to get to bank it, or you just hardly left your shop and a crook came, robbers, and they stole everything. So you hardly even deposited it. You made it, you made the money. But the money you can't even, it's not yours, it's gone, it's stolen already. So good deeds also, and shaitan is waiting. And even in Ramadan, he's waiting. We did good deeds, 20 rakats extra tarawih, how much of Quran, mashallah, one khatam a day, but it must not happen. By showing it off, talking about it and boasting about it. And Allah keep our intentions also clear, and for encouragement, وَأَمَّا بِنَعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ, talk about the ni'mat, but it must not be as pride, as for show. So shaitan is also waiting all the time to rob us of this. So if a person did good deeds and they got to akhirat, and that is also Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon us, then there also there will be many good deeds that on the day of Qiyamah they will fly like cotton wool, they will go haba'am mansura, in which there was an ikhlas, sincerity, for example, lot of things. And in that also we should really consider that among the first people whose account will be taken and who will be sent to Jahannam, among them will be a alim, a qari, that you did this work of deen, you read so much Quran, you did service of Quran Sharif. Why did you do it? He will tell Allah, for your pleasure. Allah will say, you are lying. You did it for that the people must praise you, so that the people talk good about you. And it has been said, whatever you do for the people's sake, people will talk good about you. But then in Akhirah, there is absolutely nothing. Another person who was very generous, and he spent huge, huge amounts. And there wasn't a place where there was to spend, and he spent money there. He went and looked for places, this masjid, that madrasa, these people, and he spent. But also, he didn't do it for the pleasure of Allah. And that person who gave his life, he went in jihad. So much he made effort. But also, that the people must speak that he's such a brave person, and he makes such great sacrifices, and he's an ever-ready Petri. Whenever you want to send him anywhere, he's ready to go. But it was also just for name and fame. So we have to be very, very careful. So that all the deeds that we do, what the deeds that reach there, and they be like mountains, and then people will come and claim. And then a person has got nothing, Now, when he hasn't got to pay them, then he'll have to take their sins in their place. And where there were mountains of good deeds, now there are mountains of sin there. This is the real muflis and the real bankrupt person of my ummah. Allah save us from them. So we have to be very careful. And a major contributor to that is also our tongue. That we are using it all the time, backbiting about people, slandering, spreading rumors, and also one very important thing, the tongue today is used in a different way also on the cell phone with the fingers all the time. And it's typing in messages, etc. And also with the ear, the eyes are doing the work of the ears before we should listen to this. Now we are reading it. This person sent this message, that person sent that message. All the time we are involved in this. If it is wrong things, fortunate are those people who realize, and they are, mashallah. Oh, it was really quite astonishing that one of our students who graduated now, he wrote a letter, and in his second or third year, and we knew what upheavals he was going through because of the phone. He was adamant to leave. He wanted to get married. He was not interested in his studies, doing all the wrong things, etc. But it's a rare case. Allah make it for all of us that he managed to come. Allah took him out of all that. And then he appreciated. But the second, third year, fourth year of the studies are very important. The things that you get there, you won't do. Don't get it anywhere else. He says, all that of mine has been lost. All the time I was just with the cell phone. And whenever I was caught, the rule of the madrasa is, this, your phone will be taken away. But he says, I deprived myself of necessities also, just to buy another phone again. So this is such a fitna. And it just contributes so much to this ghibat, to this backbiting. Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us. Very, very few are those who can use it correctly. And then also, as we explained of that person who was only watching news and watching sports, but he became an alcoholic, who was a barbend, a good, proper Muslim, regular with all his ibadat, he became an alcoholic. So these things are very, very dangerous. So anyway, so this is that bankrupt person, we have to be careful. We have to do our good deeds, but on the other hand, we have to look after them also, protect them also. As Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali has written, that with this tongue, one person, three hajj of his, he destroyed the value of three hajj in a few words, in one sentence of his, or from which he spoke with his tongue. People who made hajj in those days, it was very, very challenging, very hard to make. People should take their groceries and everything. People used to go walking till the bus stand. With all that, the whole village people should come and see them off. Then from there, with a bus till the city, the station, there by train to the port of the like Karachi or Bombay. And from there, by ship they should go. And from Jeddah, on camelback, they should go to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. And that to those, they used to be highway robbers on that. And the people should come, the robbers, the Bedouins, and rob these people when they should be traveling on their camels, etc. Very, very difficult. And Hajj should take 6 months, 1 year Hajj should take. So such type of Hajj, when somebody visited such a Haji who had made three such Hajj, so difficult conditions, and then he told his son, or he told his worker, bring the zamzam of my third Hajj and give it to this person. Why he said that? It was that he wanted to make it known that I've made three Hajj. So in that one sentence, three Hajj sawab, he washed it down the drain. So how dangerous is this? Sometimes a person, before he does the action, his niyat is not correct. Sometimes when he does it, he also knows, I'm not sincere. I'm doing this for dunya's sake. And sometimes you did it sincerely, but shaitan still comes back. And he makes you speak about it. If you speak to encourage people, and for that also a person first must have that capacity to do that. One time, very long ago, I asked Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali that if we make our Awwabin Namaz here in the masjid in front so all can see and get encouraged. So he said, if you are at that level, that you can make tahammul, you know that you are doing it with sincerity. But there is a great possibility you are doing it here to show all that you are doing Awwabin Namaz. But if you, and if you have that within you, you have got that, what is, you can manage it, you can control it, make tahammul, like we all would like to see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our dream, Masha Mubarak, we must have that desire, and we should try and work towards it also. But it, have we got that capacity to manage it? If we see it, we will think that now I'm a jannati. I saw my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my dream. Now I don't have to worry about anything. Or we start boasting about it. So this ni'mat, this treasure, everyone is not in a position to look after the treasure that he's given. Even material, dunya's treasure. Everyone is not in a position that he can look. How many people in inheritance or something? And we hear gambling is totally haram. But somebody won a big amount, and that very same thing caused his life to go also. Because we don't know how to manage it also. So money and even deeni ni'mat, such a person becomes a hafiz and alim, or goes for hajj, goes for umrah, goes in jamaat, sitting at the kaaf every year, a person sits with. But if we can't control it and manage it, it becomes the cause of our destruction also. So Allah give us tawfiq for that also. Another beautiful hadith, what Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained. Or in fact, one sahabi radiallahu ta'ala asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man najatu? What is our salvation? Difficult conditions, lot of confusion, lot of fighting, infighting, all types of things. Things are just going wrong. What's the solution to that? The first thing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, amlik alayka lisanak. Control your tongue. Become the owner of your tongue. You must control. The tongue mustn't control you. You must control your tongue. You must have your tongue under full control. Today, our tongues are out of control. Our eyes are out of control. They are ours, but they're doing as they want to. You got a worker working, but he doesn't listen to you. He doesn't follow instructions. He just does what he wants to. What chaos will there be? From that we can understand, our eyes are not working what the ruh will tell it. The ruh is like overpowered. The nafs is there. And the eyes are so addicted to everything that they're just carrying on out of control. Our tongue is totally out of control. Our thoughts are totally out of control. This is the month that we can now bring this under control. And if we bring it, what they call now hands on. Your business, whatever, you've got full control, everything. Then even the small pennies and the cents here and there, they also start bringing in returns now. But when there isn't control, huge amounts of money, time, hours of waste, just are wasted. Like that is our nafs also. So the first thing is to amlik what? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whose kalam it is. And nobody can do justice to what Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has put into every word of his. So you become the owner of your tongue. Amlik alayka lisanak. It is your tongue, lisanak. But you become the owner of it. You control your tongue. Let not your tongue control you. So that is also one thing that we have to learn. And if we learn to control the tongue, then alhamdulillah, we have achieved a very great deal. And here again, solution to the problems which Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There can't be a greater counselor, greater psychiatrist, greater anything than Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. And a free prescription he's giving. And which is in the capacity of every person to do. But when it is like this, if we have a seminar to sort out that there are big problems in the ummah and how to sort them out, we're having a seminar and we will be charging for 5,000 rand per head. And you, those people who are going to be speaking, you just put some titles behind their name and that. How many people? It will be all sold out. But what is now free of charge, which is the real solution, is to us also it doesn't make sense. We also don't apply. If we still at least accept it, that is also a great ni'mat of Allah. Otherwise, generally, people won't accept it also. And to make amal, then actually we will see it, we will witness it. So the first thing is to learn to control the tongue. Second, wal yasa'aka baytak. And let your house be spacious enough for you. In other words, just stay at home. For your necessity only you go out. Your namazes, you have to earn your living, but just as necessity and you come back. Don't spend time out of the home. Many a wife has got this problem with their husband. They come home 1 o'clock at night. They come home 12 o'clock at night. Weekends they are not at home. No, be at home. For deen's work, you're going in jamaat genuinely, properly. You have come for i'tikaf, no problem. But just this spending time with friends, etc., and lot of problems that are picked up. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, stay at home. And a person who can stay at home and finds entertainment at home with his wife, with his children, and there is more than enough to do to have ta'aleem in the homes. Many of us, we say we don't get 5 minutes time to make ta'aleem. If we stay at home, we will get time. 10 minutes, 15 minutes ta'aleem. And this is also a great, great thing that will bring great rahmat of Allah into our homes. In one town of South Africa, very many years ago, there was a person, wealthy person, but he had 3 daughters most probably. They all went against him. They became very, very modern. And those were the days when TV just came out. They brought TV in the house. And he was a very pious person. And in Jamaat work also. And he was very much in deen. The mother also sided with the daughters. And they gave an ultimatum to their father that you want all your way of life. If that is the case, you get out of the house. It's his house. But they gave ultimatum to him, you get out of the house. And they made life really difficult for him. Just after that, there was a ijtima, a big ijtima. Hazratji Maulana Inam al-Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali also came. So he was in a very, very despondent way, very sad. He told Hazratji, this is my problem I've got here. Then Hazratji forced them that they must take out that person. He wanted them to take out the TV and that. He was very hard on them. Hazratji said, you broke our rules, so you suffering the consequences. Our work is not like our work, he said, like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam when he went to Fir'aun. Musa, what a jalali and Nabi of Allah. And to who is he going? Fir'aun, who is saying, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la. Allah says, when you go to him, then tell him, قَوْلَ layyina. Speak to him in a nice, soft way. Who is being commanded? When who is going to? Don't be harsh. Don't be hard on him, but speak to him kindly. So Hazratji said, you just start with kitab reading. Even if they don't listen, you sit for kitab reading. He started, and it wasn't 2 weeks when they themselves threw out the TV. And there are many such cases. A lady of here in Azadwal, when she became conscious, she actually took her TV and she got people to stone it. Like you stone a person who has committed adultery. Advice was given to her, sell it. She says, what destroyed my life, how can I allow it to even destroy a non-Muslim's life? And not so very wealthy or rich, but she said, I will just have it stoned. So this is that barakat. When we do things correctly, the results are there now. We will get it. But if we apply ourselves, Allah give me tawfiq first of all. We just speak and we just listen, but we don't really do. So control of the tongue. Amlik alayka lisanak wal yasa'aka baytak wabki ala khati'atik, and cry over your sins. All the sins that we have done, and everyone, kullukum khatta'un. We are all sinners. So cry over our sins. Today we look at other people's sins, and we become happy about that. We thought that it is bad, but that they are doing sins. They are bad people. I'm a good person. So about our own sins, if we can come and we realize, and we see our sins, and we start crying over them. Ulama, Allah has rewarded them tremendously. They have explained that we are not created to remember our sins. We are created to remember Allah Ta'ala, the Qudrat of Allah, the Namats of Allah, how to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. But we should think of our sins whenever pride comes in a person. A person has problems in his life, it is these sins that bring. Sins are our only and worst enemies. They are the ones that cause all the problems in our lives. We can blame everyone else very easy. also with regard to this one. Friend was speaking today, and this is always when we go for counseling, etc. Many times we have noticed they were the person that is going through whatever condition and his difficulties, they put the blame at somebody else's door. That because your parents didn't treat you well, because this happened to you in your childhood, that whole, you are free. You are not to blame. The blame somebody because of that. Whereas you yourself, if that was the case, then Ibrahim alayhi salam, who was born in the home of Azar, then he had the most right to say, what, there was no hidayat for me. Where was I born? But who did Ibrahim alayhi salam become? What a muwahid he became. The same way the wife of Fir'aun, Asiya, she was the wife of Fir'aun. What should her condition have been? But who she became? And akhirat, she will be the wife of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So don't blame all conditions, and just the scapegoat, very common with us also, is to blame jadu. Where nothing else we got to blame, blame jadu. We don't do our work, we don't fulfill, you're not running your shop properly, you're not paying attention to your business, now your business is failing, somebody made jadu. You're staying out of the house, you're not fulfilling the rights of your wife, you are doing all other wrong things, now you've got problems in your wife, with your wife. It's jadu. No, it is we. We are the cause of it. And when we learn and we come back to deen, then inshallah our solution will be there. So this also, to learn, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, amlik alayka nafsak, if we lisanak, if we learn in this month to get control over our tongue. It is mentioned in a hadith also that every morning when we wake up, every part of the body tells the tongue, you stay straight, we stay safe. You stay straight, we stay safe. And if you go crooked, we suffer the consequences. And how, for example, with your tongue, you went and you told your wife something now. Then in return, she tells you something and now it's gone to your ears. And now the ears have to suffer, your mind has to suffer, the heart, how could she tell me such a thing? Because with your tongue, you went and speak something wrong, now she brought you in that condition. Now the whole day you are depressed, whole day you got despondent. Where was it? It is from your tongue where this came. With your tongue, you went and tell somebody else something, and that person came and gave you one slap on your face. The tongue spoke, that person won't come and catch your tongue. You told me like this. You swore me. And you did this to me. He won't catch your tongue. But he'll slap you. He'll kick you. Or he'll pull out his gun. He'll take out a knife for you. All that because of the tongue. And if the tongue stays straight, then the whole body, all the parts of the body also stay safe. And who doesn't want to be safe today? From morning when we get up, whether it is from in the house with the wife, and also Allah save us, we are told also to speak about this, many husband abuse is taking place. Wives are actually hitting their husbands. And all these things are not really that it is from the wife's side. As one alim explained, that with regard to two brothers, sharing their inheritance, the estate, the one took the other brother's share. So he said, who is the zalim, the wrongdoer? We all will say the one who took, who usurped and took this. He said, actually he is the wrongdoer. If you really understand reality, he did something wrong. So therefore, this punishment came that he took that person. More guna he has put on his head now. So the wrongdoer, the other brother from whom he took, he did something wrong and Allah put this person to punish him. Allah Ta'ala uses people. So now he came and he did that wrong. And also whenever we do anything wrong, we should go a little bit back and see what was the cause of this wrong. Like Shaykh Abdullah Andalusi Rahmatullah Ali, when those people didn't give them water for wudu, for the Asr Namaz, and then they went in front and there he saw a young Christian girl and he just fell in love with her. But what was the cause? Not just that the eyes were used wrongly, but at the back, He looked down upon that Christian people, that they are people worshippers of the cross. They worship Isa alayhi salam, and we want to make namaz, and they're not giving us wuzu. This pride, and people at their level, hasanatul abrar, sayyatul muqarrabin. Those people are at a higher level, the small little things also, they are taken to task for. So just that thought came, therefore this was the result. So if we make tawbah of all our sins of the past also, and we wipe out all those things, Allah will keep us safe. So anyway, so all the parts of the body tell the tongue, you stay straight today. And if the tongue is used correctly, قُولُ قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, we talk correctly, all the parts of the body also remain safe. And when the tongue is used wrongly, the consequences also, the whole body has to suffer the consequences also. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, and consciously for me, for all of us, that during this month, that we may become conscious of the usage of the tongue, use it correctly. Once we were by Farooq's place, and Mufti Abdullah Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, he was also there. It was Ramzan, it was Sehri time, the phone rang, and he spoke shortly, whoever spoke. So he said that now, because of the phone, though it looks like it doesn't apply today, but that time, because on the phone when you speak, then every second counts. You are being charged for it all the time. And especially if it's a long distance call, overseas call, and now I'm talking of perhaps 20, 25 years ago, your account, you're just running it up. So Mufti Sahib said, now because you have to pay, you're using your words carefully. But our tongue like that we use, we also have to pay. Allah is going to take us to task for everything, but we not, the account is not coming. If your account is not coming for 2-3 months, your water account, your electricity, your phone account, anything, and you think, now I don't have to pay, I can just go to town. When that account will come, with the interest and with the penalties and everything, and usually when you go, they don't listen to anything. You have to pay. You have to pay the penalties, you have to pay the interest, you have to pay everything. So if we are not being taken to task with the tongue that we are talking, and the Qiyamah Day the account comes out, with all the penalties also and everything, then how are we going to pay for it? So we should be careful. Today, of course, we don't realize the plotting of the enemy, mainly Shaitan, who is the leader. So many, all this contracts and everything, free this, free that, free minutes, free all these things. And now we think we can just go to town. What things they've got behind that, why they are making you use all this free, that is a different story. But anyway, so we should be very careful of what we speak. And Allah give us, we must make this dua also, that in this month, if we can gain control of the tongue, very, very fortunate. We become the owners again of our town. In one country we went, many places, there's adverts that are on the road. One of the many adverts were, they were selling a property, and written there, sold by original owner. So ask them, who will sell it? The original owner, why do you have to write it? So they said it's a trend in their country that people make friends with the, what is this department where all the title deeds are kept? So that department, they make friends with them underhand, all wrongdoing. And they change that whole property onto your name. You don't even know. You bought the property, you built it, you furnished it, you're living there 20 years. And now, suddenly you will just find the policeman, the sheriff of the court comes and he says that you are staying illegal here. How? What do you mean illegal? I bought this place, my father's place, I got it from my mother, I built it, everything. They show you the papers. This belongs to somebody else. So these people go like that, and then they sell off their property, and you don't even know. Now your property is sold. The new owner comes. He wants to move in. Who are you staying in my property? You say, no, this is my property. And of course, even if you get it sorted out, what a long process! What a big problem! On what did I say this? So anyway, our tongue also, everything, that we learn to control and we become the owners of our tongue. Don't let the tongue become a do as it pleases. So that's the accounts that we, if we are not paying our accounts, and when they come, then we realize, that we weren't paying our account. Was it that, Anwar? We're just talking and building up our account. We're just running it up, and then finally when we left to pay. So like that, this also, that somebody else's, your tongue, it became the owner itself, and it's doing its own work. We will land ourselves in big problem. So in this month, let us try. This is why we are here. If we can get control over our tongue, and we get control over the eyes, and they are great, great workers with the tongue, what good work a tilawat of Quran Sharif can be done. With this tongue, you can give how many good bayans, encourage people to go towards good, bring people into the fold of Islam. The tongue can be used for so much of good. But when we don't have it, and we know also that other people who are, whose tongue is right out of control, a motor mechanic, for example, a cold day is working with his tool, or a carpenter, and it doesn't go right, he swears the mother of that tool also. And what swear words also he used. That poor tool, who is the mother of that? And what terrible swear words he uses for that. When the tongue goes out of control, and it can happen to us, it can happen to anyone. We mustn't think that I'm free of this. It can happen to anyone. And on the other hand, if the tongue is used correctly, Allahu Akbar, our Buzurgani Deen, and we see that how they use their tongue, what kind, mild words are used, how and what good nasihats are given. A mother gives her daughter good nasihat. Everyone. Very shortly, one person, he had a farm, and he got married. The wife was very much in parda. Just I remembered it, it will benefit us. So when she said, I'll maintain my parda. So he said, no problem. When they came, they got married, she stayed in parda. They had one child. After that, he said, you're staying in parda, no problem. But when I'm on the farm, I take my food in the morning, working on the farm. Lunchtime, I eat it, it's cold. If you will bring it for me. But she said, I told, I won't go out of the house. I will stay. But she said, somehow that spoke her, got her to do it. She agreed. She started going. In that period, they had another child, another son. Afterwards, then, the parda became more lax. Now, not even covering the face. Just like that, she was going. So she went like that. And then, after some, then they got another child, third son. So then, one day, she made like a drama to teach the husband and let him learn a lesson. So she went into the room and she told him, like, you shout at me like we are fighting and you want to hit me, etc. So he did that. Then the son that was born, the last, the youngest, he started swearing the father that what you doing to my mother, you hitting her and you're threatening her and all that. And then the other one, the middle one came, he spoke a little bit more kindly. And the oldest one who was born when she was in full parda, he came and he told, mother, make sabr, it's your husband, it's our father, if he's angry, listen to him. She spoke to him, he spoke to her in that way. Then she told him, there's no fight, there's no nothing, but I just wanted to see over the years, when my parda became lax, what was the result. That child that was born when we were in parda, see his qualities. So anyway, what I wanted to show here is the use of how he spoke to his mother. So the tongue can be used like that also. And how much more deen we have got in the house, the children are also going to be like that. Our neighbors, our friends, our associates, everyone. So Allah make it that deen comes into our lives, we make that effort, and there can't be a better occasion than this month of Ramadan. And for the brothers who have come here for that purpose, we have freed ourselves. Just little bit, don't let shaitan now, let us not make that final little click and we get what we came for. And Shaitan, he's going to try till the last. Allah give us all tawfiq and make this very, very fruitful Ramadan for us and our complete islah and ibadat also, du'as also, emancipation from Jahannam also, forgiveness of sins also, all the ni'mats of this month. May Allah bless us all with them and the whole ummah.